Facebook logo news feed James Driscoll to Chesney Clinjohn Apartments on Twitter, https://twitter.com/gruwip/status/75272264991506609 James Driscoll Gruwip 4H 4 hours ago Oakland, California Barack Obama met World Peace Magic Johnson http://www.news.com/.president/Obama implores nation to end of my statements here on Twitter for now. President Obama implores nation to listen to each other son. July 10th. President Obama is facing increased criticism that he's siding more with the protesters than law enforcement officials. You are much out of line, Mr. Johnson, in the accusations that I am being hateful to you and harassing. First off, as you know, it may be quite apparent that collusion exists between you and Jennifer of Pillar Properties in a set-up attempt to break her directives onto email communications, to which in that effort you claim harassment and hateful and unappreciated statements of me, at some point no matter what topic of perhaps shared common interest dialogues, its face would be of course in violation of her terms of communication directives in the following. As this is the very last email received of very few responses at all of what has been sending to community channels for months. As these communication directives are not previously a written email policy as is legally required to restrict or we call it protocol communications in whatever form so structured for a organizational processing, it must be a written policy. As such it is or is not, one can could restrict such communications from tenants to limited scope. It would not be practical, but would be the only route of legal restrictive method upon the business organizational entity. It might be noteworthy to you to see that both my last previous Hopwa housing placements have all had placed into middle management between the corporate and the tenant something standardized that then applies to all tenants and all properties universally the same, because treating one tenant different than the others in any way is considered discrimination. With Allen Temple Manor currently they have the Beacon Communities, and what I know that I currently don't see online is that Paseo della National Core they had their setup of communications with tenants for all their properties placed on tenant portal. This included maintenance service requests and emergencies. In other words, just tenant relates communication content checks /, of course with a web form interface for web interactivity friendliness. I do not see it online right now, for they may have abandoned that system for another one or something else. I do not know. If that is what you want, you must apply it as a standard to everyone here /, in the written policy /, in the house rules. It is not legally binding otherwise to use as a form definition harassment. You may attempt to use it as a means of threatening control against me, but as you realize the directives that you have issued against me really have had no legal weight. What I have done in these cases is place such a record to the web for public notation, http://gruwip.net/.daryl%20johnson%20%20stop%20sending%. I may voluntarily agree to such a limiting function of email to the level I understand that excessive non-relevant emails are not generally welcomed. I agree with that. But I he not really been sending you non-relevant emails to the cases of concern and content directed to you. This is not harassment as my communications have been directed to you to the attempts for you to understand many of my stressing factors of living in this space to the degree to which I am in my own way receiving harassing communications from outside. The communications in the category properly defined to annoy me most of them. Also my communications to you were to place your understanding of how what were unwanted repeating unannounced visitors to the door and how someone was apparently calling others on both of these channels to target me over and over and over. My communications to you and Jennifer do not legally qualify as harassment. Sec. 42.07. Harassment. A person commits an offense if, with intent to harass, annoy, alarm, abuse, torment, or embarrass another, he, 7, sends repeated electronic communications in a manner reasonably likely to harass, annoy, alarm, abuse, torment, embarrass, or offend another. C. An offense under this section is a Class B misdemeanor, except that the offense is a class A misdemeanor if the actor has previously been convicted under this section. If you feel harassed as with the following / your emotional standing is, I don't like you and don't care about anything of you nor anything you have to say, so therefore what you have to say bothers me, to then that is annoy or harassing. / that is your condition of fault onto my correspondence. I am not responsible for that fault, for we have relationship of standing which has to be held open to its resolves of issues or as necessary conditions of understanding life presence by either side of such relationship. It is part of the basic human needs chart. We have a relationship, not of friends. Nor does it have to be placed as friends. I never have that frame of reference. But we are not strangers, nor can we ever go back to being strangers. We are neighbors first. Then we are building manager and tenant of holding in same building next. It is not the other way around. Because I write in a directive or dictatorship style on my writing to you, you feel this somehow threatens your presence of mind. Again, your state of mind and your emotional presence is your responsibility, and I cannot be held in responsibility for your lack of relating to me in the style to which I intend. To be helpfully wise in my words and affirmative and assertive to the proper side of addressing issues. Because you don't have this same point of view onto your presence of life, does not fault me for having this onto mine. I am a problem solver to the degree I am also a peace builder. You cannot fault me for the way I am in and the way I do things, to which is productive advancement in whatever that is to which you which do not hold against me. Because of disinterest or plain simple having bad day or week or month in heat conditions bearing extremes in tired and fatigue. I would rather you tell me off to delay, I am having a bad day and can't focus on that issue right now, to the excuse of delay than I am too busy. That busy retards me to put me lesser priority than something else in your life. And then to the degree of subjects on common working, in this case Colorado AIDS walk, that puts that topic of interest issue for you also lesser priority as well upon what you consider busy. If life is so overwhelming busy for you, that you could not care to take the lead of team into Chesney for the AIDS walk, I was offering my assistance to that. Whatever would be necessary to get the registration up and online to the next level or step to get others signed up under it. But you seem so stressed to think you are in life here all by yourself / with no help. Because that is the structure to which you are managing and relating in this community, and thus we as neighbors in this building also follow that preset energy of non-relating on to each other. We are here fending for ourselves when we should be in different standard state relating, of relating as good neighbors. What is most wise of American Baptist Homes of the West is to place this onto the web on Facebook in the course of events after my eviction, of course, from their disastrous mismanagement of Allen Temple Manor. Whatever the causes for that was, the president of that organization made the following statement publicly. Remember, my eviction was filed April 20, 2006. Neighbors helping neighbors August 21, 2012, 2:43 p.m., David B. Ferguson, President and CEO Abha. What does it mean to be a good neighbor? It means watching out for each other. It means offering a helping hand when someone struggles. It means coming together to meet the needs of the community. And the full URL of this post on their site is http://www.abhao.com/.neighborshelpingneighbors.470441. So how can we come to some form of understanding when one person of a relationship shuts himself off from the other and then complains to when the other is attempting to form understandings at the level standard to his world of being and doing the right thing? Any kind of developing interpersonal relationship problems under these conditions are of your fault, to which I cannot and will not be held responsible for that fault. Do not attempt to switch or shift fault for the lack of your abilities to associate, that we do in fact hold a bond of relationship to, which you have certain values and certain responsibilities onto it to maintain and keep. We forge that relationship together, united or divided. You are in the process of non-relating, which is dividing of relations, and I am in the attempt of uniting community relations, to which these are polar opposites, to which you are against the grain of normalcy and of common practice and of common wisdom and in fact also of common basic human needs that both you and I have shared in each parts of our lives. I am the wiser to know when someone is not a happy person in general. That happiness does not seem to be a glowing form of emotion you hold in the daily routines or times we have exchanged to the degrees that I have seen you absolutely angry, mad, ranting, raving, / not at me, of course. I too get this way, but in general I consider myself way more happy today than when I was placed in both Hopwa locations, even with this ongoing harassing parts of that I have had to deal with. That does not stop me from writing out what is working wrong my world so that others can understand the struggles and perhaps suffering of some here that I am dealing with. That is because, even though the message is created and published by the CEO way later than when I was there placed at Allen Temple Manor, I still care to hold a status of honoring and holding one's missions to their calling into my life. I never disqualified the CEO in this case to the level to which I was personally responsible. But ultimately, as president in that role is was and is, and he knows I have an address to him holding him and his organization for these many years responsible for the mismanagement of Allen Temple Manor to the final day of my resident status and the internet domain registration of gruwap.net when I had to leave town and go back home to where I grew up. This is a shameful point of time to which I know they remain silent but know the truth that is on the web posted by me is unyielding the truth to which they leave unchallenged to correct that I am making liable and defamatory statements of untruths in these addresses. They apparently know / they suffer in that degree to know I am the Wiccan wiser to the Baptist followers, to which at least they perhaps have made a course correction to fix their ignorance / which is what the foundation was / by ignoring the calling of tenants to the abuse of the manager in these cases, many such. They were in the role of condoning and more than likely enabling this practice purposefully. That is why they remain there silent to this day. They know the truth. They also know the truth to which Mr. Graham was terminated from his position that I know and have made it a part of the documentations online. Nothing that I have online has ever been challenged as not true / because it is in fact true. And to which why they have these folders assigned on their name to the case / the contents to which are surface web indexed / my domains are not dark or deep present to our informational society. http://fuckedifhuman.net/.slash/american.baptist.homes.if.the.w/http://fuckedifhuman.net/%5bwebdomains%5d/abhow.com/, which has an interesting new placement image that I have faxed for delivery confirmation as well. http://fuckedifhuman.net/.slash/realviewrelifhuman.net/fuck. As well this applies, http://fuckedifhuman.net/%5b.rothbard/http://view.find/hallwitz%20allen%20joules/http://fuckedifhuman.net/%5b.domains/.rithbard.com/, and if they were still in operational status /the Ryan White Agency formerly known as the Center renamed to Vital Life Services. These folders all contain the truths to the matters of that conflict, and you have tried to engage in the exact same similar statics to which that morally wrong and morally corrupt to allow yourself to remain in a state of non-existence of response or responsibility to what is under the surface dark muck uncorrected to the standards of life, wellness and thriving status living in the HIV/AIDS community over unearthing stress to death factors that are really a problematic concern here in the United States, as a whole to the statistics of our disease in the life sustainable statics over the rest of the world. Do you know this is true? https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/posts/102059786716539http://newrepublic.com/dot/charts/startling-scary-statistics. Jewel Samet /AFP/Getty Images 5 startling statistics about America's dreadful record on HIV/AIDS by the New Republic staff May 12, 2014 2. Death rates in the US are still more than 12 times higher than those in Western European countries. 6.1 die in the United States for every 100,000,0.5 die in the UK and Germany for every 100,000,000... This is part of why I address this community. We have some full on challenges to work in this country, and everyone has been placed in housing in this country. Systemic of all of the issues I bring forward ... as means of suppressing our voices to the world of informational quarantine, and the result is the outrageous statistic of death over life thriving status. I know it is an intentional part of the system of housing policy and practices that has been set up from the beginning. It is time to change that policy, for it is ... a silent killer working, a tide of deceitful and immoral actions resulting to death rates that are out of whack of rational reasons to hold this existence against us collectively to the conclusions I know are part of this calling upon community I seek ... but not of special interest, for it is a calling for #AllLivesMatter. You, Mr. Johnson, are foolish to know these pieces of truths have already been told to you in the writings I have directed to you, and you still hold on to your alliances of dishonor and disgrace. Whomever is in control of your mindset and policy process in these manners ... tell them I will no longer comply to your directives. Do not bring the community upward into the view of what Mr. Driscoll has put to us ... for it is now we cannot hold this status of distractions. Too much is revealed to me as wrong to this method, too much at stake, and lives matter and lives are being affected and harmed that I was not aware of. It is not worth it ... for I will not hold this status of distraction. I will unite with Mr. Driscoll, for that is the best option for our community, as it is now nationally told we are to follow a different course. On Twitter, https://twitter.com/gruhup/status/75272264991506609 James Driscoll Gruhup 4H 4 hours ago, Oakland, California. Barack Obama met World Peace Magic Johnson. http://www.ntnews.com/.president/Obama implores nation to end of my statements here on Twitter for now. President Obama implores nation to listen to each other's son. July 10th, President Obama is facing increased criticism that he's siding more with the protesters than law enforcement officials.